Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by Adam. Just say your name and your title really quick.
Hi, my name is Damon Reeves, and I am head of education at the National Gallery of Art.
And we're talking because annual favorite tradition of everyone that's lived in D.C. is coming back to the Sculpture Garden. Now, it's called Jazz in the Garden. It'll be back with 10 concerts this summer. And it'll be, let's see, it's every Friday from May 20th through July 22nd. Tell me, how excited are you to be back? Because isn't this like the first time that it's back in complete full form, right? After since the pandemic.
Yeah, you know, we did a bit of an abbreviated version last year, but this is our first full season of concerts since the summer of 2019. You know, and as you mentioned, this is a DC institution. It's been a beloved event for over 20 years. So we're just really excited to bring it back, kind of back in full form, 10 concerts. I think we have this amazing lineup, as you mentioned, every Friday. So it's really exciting to kind of welcome people back and get back into the full swing of things.
Now, why do you think it has become that DC institution? I mean, you and I know it just, you know, out of, it's almost like we take it for granted. It's the summer. It's, you gotta go down there. But why do you think it is? Just describe the vibe and, you know, why people in the area just, it's like a great escape and a release after a hard day's work.
Well, I mean, I think it's just all those things, right? It's the perfect mixture of live music. So you're going to have great performers, you know, live in person hearing that music. It's a communal social event. So you get to hang out outside in this beautiful environment, surrounded by all these wonderful works of art, live music, food and drink, and get to be with other people, right? I think there's a lot of craving of that these days, and being right off the mall makes it really exciting. So I think you just have all of those winning elements kind of coming together for this event.
Absolutely. And is there sort of a, I mean, I want to get to the music lineup in a second, but I'm enjoying talking the you know, the general vibe of it and why it's fun. Those are my good sound bites for the radio. So forgive me if it's a little redundant. I'm just getting variety here. Is that sort of the goal of putting it on Fridays? It's like the end of a long work week.
You know, I think it fits well. I think it's that time where, being the end of the work week, you know, knowing that people have different work schedules, but I think for a large chunk of the region, being able to have it at that Friday, you know, it's that Friday night atmosphere. So it's a bit more relaxed. You're kind of transitioning into the weekend. It's a good date night. It's a good time to really hang out with friends. Maybe you don't have quite that pressure of needing to head into the office the next day.
Awesome. And what's the best way to do it? You know, like if this is like, you know, a guidebook for the listeners, you know, is it you carry a blanket down, lay it down, or, you know, take the metro down, you know, give them the actual, you know, the expert's guide to how to do it.
Well, I would always recommend, you know, kind of traveling through the taking the metro or, you know, walking if you're close enough to get to the Sculpture Garden for the event. I will say, just so people know, that the registration for each concert goes live the week before. So for next Friday, those will happen today at noon. So you want to make sure that you're kind of poised and ready. We expect them to be very popular, for tickets to be very popular. But you'll want to get registered, get a ticket, and then it's really come as you are and enjoy. You know, I think it's that material. We expect people to kind of come in and out throughout the night. And again, it's really about this casual, laid back environment. It's another way to sort of engage in music and art and in this beautiful outdoor space.
And discuss the food and drink that are available too.
Yeah, so we have a food offering in the Pavilion Cafe, and we'll have beverages as well. So including the famous sangria will be back. So there's definitely some offerings that people can partake in coming into the space, because again, we want it to be relaxed and fun and capture some of that energy that we've been missing since the pandemic started.
All right. Well, why don't you tell me about some of the musicians that are going to be performing on these Friday concerts? There's a big variety of different genres, styles. It looks like a good lineup.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're keeping a connection to the classic, you know, jazz in the Sculpture Garden, but we're also expanding our horizons a bit as well, making some connections to other things happening at the gallery as well. So You know, and some of the highlights that I'm particularly excited about is we look at June 3rd, Pedrucho Martinez, a leading percussionist in Afro-Cuban music. We're really excited to have him here again on June 3rd. Grammy nominated Daniel Ho will be doing sort of new Hawaiian and contemporary instrumental music, performs with his band on June 10th. I'm particularly excited about Delfreo Marsalis, part of the famed Marsalis family, brings his trombone to the Sculpture Garden on July 1st. And I think that will be a particularly exciting one. And it's also probably worth noting that both Daniel and Delfreo have participated in our podcast, Sound Thoughts and Art. So it's really exciting for us to kind of reconnect with them and bring them into this space as well.
So is Delfeo, just a little follow-up, is that Branford and Winton's brother?
Yes, he is.
All right. Did you have any others you wanted to highlight it, or is that sort of the highlights?
It's just, those particular ones that I think are really exciting.
Cool. And then, of course, everyone, you can see the full lineup if you want to go to the website, the National Gallery of Art's website, nga.gov. You can just find the Jazz in the Garden stuff. Awesome. It sounds like a great lineup. Before we run, just sort of tell me about how, it ties into the actual museum, the National Gallery of Art, obviously the Sculpture Garden's outside. So if people want to come make a day of it, like maybe they get off work early or they're off that day or whatever, explain, what time the sculpture or what time the actual museum closes, what time the Sculpture Garden closes, you know what I mean? Like how they can go maybe hit the museum and then come out for the concerts.
Yeah, really good point. So the Sculpture Garden itself will close from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Just that's our time to kind of get things set up and make sure that everything's ready. The museum itself, the museum proper, closes at 5 p.m. every day. So if you wanted to kind of come and check out exhibitions within the museum, I would come to that first. You'll have some opportunities to kind of go around there, see that. Then that closes at 5 o'clock. Then you can head over to the Sculpture Garden. So when those doors open around 5, with the concert beginning at 6 and going till about 8:30.
Great. And obviously the sculptures aren't going anywhere. So they will be there while you're in there.
The sculptures are there.
Like, you can walk around, I guess, a little bit. I mean, it'll be more crowded, but I guess you could sort of peruse the sculptures a little while during the concerts, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's great opportunity, before as you're first coming in and getting settled, and during as well, and I think there's something, for me personally, exciting about hearing great music surrounded by really exciting artworks, having good food, bringing again all of those elements together in one exciting evening is I think going to be really appealing and a lot of fun for a lot of people.
Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to get that in there. It might sound obvious, but I wanted to get that in there because, when we were saying that the Sculpture Garden closes from 4 to 5, it would let them know that that's mostly just you can set up for the concerts, but then it will be back open during the event. You can see the sculptures. Yeah. All right, cool. Is there anything else we should hit before we hop off here? I think I've got enough. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, just one thing I thought I'd mention, just that outside food is welcome. So people do have the opportunity to bring a picnic if they so choose. But as we mentioned, the Pavilion Cafe will have several locations throughout the Sculpture Garden and will be providing offering for purchase as well. We will have the Pavilion Cafe will also be providing and selling alcohol, but outside alcohol is not welcome.
So you can, just to reiterate, you can bring your own food, like you can bring your own picnic basket down, but you can't bring your own alcohol. You have to do that. You have to go into the Pavilion Cafe and get the famous sangria. And why wouldn't you want to be? That's part and parcel to the whole thing. You got Jazz in the Garden, you got to get. Yeah, exactly. Why would you want to bring your own? and by the way, we should reiterate that is also why you should try to walk or metro or take an Uber or something, because if you have one too many sangrias, you don't want to be driving home. So. All right, cool. And then Damon, before we run, I know I heard you mention it earlier in the interview, but I want to just sort of reiterate it for our listeners. Tell them how they need to sign up for a week ahead of time. So I believe that means that this first one this weekend is sold out, but then they can reserve for next week. Explain sort of how the registration works.
Yeah, so tickets go live the week before the concert. So every Friday at noon, basically, that's when you can get registered for tickets for the next week's concert. So this week, this Friday's event is already sold out. But at noon this Friday, you'll have that opportunity to get tickets for that concert happening next week.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So you still can, and that'll be Martha Redbone Roots Project, some blues on May 27th if you want to buy it for the next one. All right, cool. And how much are they tickets, by the way? Is it free or is it what's the deal?
Tickets are free.
Okay, so it's more just a reservation thing to control the crowd size.
Yep,
so.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for doing this. Again, it is Jazz in the Garden. Put on by the National Gallery of Art, and it's down in the Sculpture Garden. It's every Friday, May 20th through July 22nd, kicks off this weekend. So thanks so much.
Welcome. Thanks for having us.